"He is tiring, or he is resting," the old man said. "Now let me get through the eating of this dolphin and get some rest and a little sleep." Under the stars, and with the night colder all the time, he ate half of one of the dolphin fillets and one of the flying fish, gutted and with its head cut off. "What an excellent fish dolphin is to eat cooked," he said, "and what a miserable fish raw. I will never go in a boat again without salt or limes. If I had brains, I would have splashed water on the bow all day, and drying it would have made salt," he thought. "But then I did not hook the dolphin until almost sunset. Still, it was a lack of preparation. But I have chewed it all well, and I am not nauseated." The sky was clouding over to the east, and one after another the stars he knew were gone. It looked now as though he were moving into a great canyon of clouds, and the wind had dropped. "There will be bad weather in 3 or 4 days," he said, "but not tonight and not tomorrow. Rig now to get some sleep, old man, while the fish is calm and steady." He held the line tight in his right hand, and then pushed his thigh against his right hand as he leaned all his weight against the wood of the bow. Then he passed the line a little lower on his shoulders, and braced his left hand on it. "My right hand can hold it as long as it is braced," he thought. "If it relaxes in sleep, my left hand will wake me as the line goes out. It is hard on the right hand, but he is used to punishment. Even if I sleep 20 minutes or a half an hour, it is good." He lay forward, cramping himself against the line with all of his body, putting all his weight onto his right hand, and he was asleep. He did not dream of the lions, but instead of a vast school of porpoises that stretched for 8 or 10 miles, and it was in the time of their mating. And they would leap high into the air and return into the same hole they had made in the water when they leaped. Then he dreamed that he was in the village on his bed, and there was a norther, and he was very cold, and his right arm was asleep because his head had rested on it instead of a pillow. After that, he began to dream of the long yellow beach, and he saw the first of the lions come down onto it in the early dark, and then the other lions came, and he rested his chin on the wood of the bows where the ship lay anchored, with the evening offshore breeze, and he waited to see if there would be more lions, and he was happy. The moon had been up for a long time, but he slept on, and the fish pulled on steadily, and the boat moved into the tunnel of clouds.